Last month, as the 2016 baseball preseason was kicking off, I attended the 23rd annual 9 Spring Training Conference in Phoenix. Those who ran the event did a first-rate job. The presentations were generally illuminating. Plus, I got to finally meet and get to know so many interesting people, as well as see 3 ball games in 3 days in 3 different ball yards. You can't beat that. And as for the presentations, quite a few emphasized baseball and film, baseball and popular culture, and baseball and the business of mass entertainment. One of them spotlighted Andy Razaf, a songwriter who is not as fondly recalled as a George and Ira Gershwin, a Cole Porter, or an Irving Berlin. But in his day, Razaf's credits were impressive. He was, for example, the lyricist for a number of Fats Waller standards, including Ain't Misbehavin' and Honeysuckle Rose. But as Daniel Anderson noted in his presentation, Razaf also has a baseball connection. And throughout his life, according to Anderson, Razaf never lost his passion for baseball. In 1921, when he was in his 20s, Razaf published a poem in the New York News, an African-American paper, in which he paid homage to the Continental League, a small Boston-based integrated association which included 5 Caucasian and 5 African-American teams from various eastern cities. This, of course, was a quarter century before Jackie Robinson integrated the major leagues. And in his poem, Razaf argued for that assimilation. He wrote, "The baseball park is soon to be a place where players white and tan shall demonstrate pure sportsmanship, and man will love his fellow man." Now, back in 1950, 3 years after he first played for the Brooklyn Dodgers, there was a biopic titled The Jackie Robinson Story. Andy Razaf lived a fascinating life on various levels, and I would love to one day see a film produced with the title The Andy Razaf Story. Documentaries also were screened at the conference. One, by John Leonidakis, is titled Haino, A Century in the Bleachers. It is an informative, loving portrait of sports writer Arnold Haino, who has been publishing since the early 1930s, a man who over the years has met and talked with Babe Ruth, John F. Kennedy, and John Wayne. Indeed, Arnold Haino has lived a long, fascinating, and colorful life. He now is 93 years old, and it was a special treat to meet and speak with him and look to my right while watching Haino, A Century in the Bleachers, and see the man himself sitting a couple chairs away. Yuriko Romer presented a sequence from her documentary in progress, whose title, Diamond Diplomacy, U.S.-Japanese Relations Through a Shared Love of Baseball, tells you all you need to know about its content. Another of Romer's films that I was privileged to see, but which was not screened at the conference, is the appropriately titled Mrs. Judo, Be Strong, Be Gentle, Be Beautiful. This one is a heartfelt, enlightening documentary on the life of the legendary Kiko Fukuda, a single-minded woman who in her youth was obsessed with judo, which at the time was primarily a male domain. Fukuda never married and instead devoted her life to judo. This explains why the film is titled Mrs. Judo. Fukuda eventually became a 10th degree black belt, and here she is on screen recalling her life and times at the ripe young age of 98.